W. Roestiger is the founder of Hot House of Truth, which, in case you haven't heard of it, is a place designed by God to awaken his bride by the preaching of his uncompromising word, to purify her by his fire, to equip her by his spirit, and to send her out full of oil and fire. Well, Roestiger is releasing his new juicy book called Chunks of Meat. Have you ever wondered why you haven't grown in your Christian walk? Do you wonder why you have not reached the fullness of Christ? Or have you wondered why you haven't manifested as a mature son or daughter? Well, stop wondering. All you need to do is change your diet. It's time to eat heavenly protein. It's time for you to reach full maturity in Christ. It's time to grow up. The book Chunks of Meat is at your table, and it's free. It's for you. Just come and eat. Truth Not for Sale. Log on and download your free copy today at hothouseoftruth.com. Welcome to the Charisma News Podcast. Today I am speaking with John Veal. John Veal is a senior pastor of Enduring Faith Christian Center, and he's CEO of John Veal Ministries. Now, the reason that I'm talking to John today is that he has some unique prophetic insight into some current events, specifically to do with the U.S.'s relationships with North Korea and China. So I'm really excited to kind of pick his brain about it. It sounds fascinating. But before we get into that, John, why don't you just say hi to our listeners and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hello, I'm so happy to be with you today. I'm so excited about what God is doing in this hour and in this season. I'm Prophet John Veal. I'm the senior pastor of Enduring Faith Christian Center. I'm also a published author of two books, Supernaturally Prophetic and the upcoming Supernaturally Delivered. I do ministry throughout the world, specializing in prophetic training and deliverance. So I'm just really, really excited to be able to talk to the people of God about what God is showing me and the direction that we're headed in this hour, and just really excited to be on the podcast with you as well.
Wonderful. Well, we're so happy to have you here. And I think our listeners are really going to enjoy what you have to say. So why don't we just go ahead and dive right in? Because I know that looking at our political climate today, and this is me speaking personally, not as a professional journalist, but it just seems to me that there's a lot of unrest. There's a lot of division and maybe even a lot of fear, I would say, specifically when it comes to these different relationships that we have with other big countries like North Korea and China. But apart from what we see in the natural, John, what are you seeing in the prophetic?
I just feel that there's a supposed calm that's going on between us and North Korea. I believe that some deals have been made in the background that we're not privy to. But I do not see them immediately disarming themselves. I believe that they're saying the right things, but I think they have a different agenda. As I watched President Trump with Kim Jong-un, I just started picking up these things in my spirit. I was looking at what I saw in Kim Jong-un, and I'm just saying that I was just seeing that basically there's an agenda there. I'm not sure exactly what the agenda is, but we have to be really, really watchful and very, very careful in terms of our relationship with the dictator, because I believe there's something else planned. There's agenda there. There's agenda behind it all. So while we're praying for peace, we're praying for harmony, the enemy is still involved on that side of the fence. He's still involved in terms of some type of deception or some type of plan to engage the U.S. in something that probably shouldn't be engaged in at this time. While we can commend the efforts for peace, it's hard to gain peace or peaceful relations when the opposite side is not really wanting that. There's definitely an agenda there that I see.
Absolutely. So before we go any deeper on that, which we do want to go deeper, for those listening who may be listening months down the road, can you just kind of elaborate on what meeting specifically you're talking about?
When Donald Trump met with Kim Jong-un, this was not too long ago, when they met together and they crossed a line of demarcation in terms of when they were talking, Yes, that's exactly what I'm referring to. I know the efforts have been tried before and not as successful as it appears to be recently. But I do believe, again, I believe that there is, I just felt in my spirit that there was something that was not right about it in terms of North Korea's stance or North Korea's motivations for having the meeting. I believe that it's something behind the scenes that, again, we're not privy to, that is going on. Talks have been had and deals have been made, but I just don't feel that North Korea will honor their part of the deal, their part of the bargain in terms of disarmament, getting rid of their nuclear weapons. I just believe that there's a different agenda.
Right. And now, if I'm remembering correctly, last year, Trump talked with Kim Jong-un in his own summit, and they talked about nuclear disarmament. And North Korea's dictator seemed to be making a positive step toward nuclear disarmament. And then we're discovering that, well, that's not really the case. So do you think that this is another example of that, where maybe Kim Jong-un is making promises that he's not intending to keep?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like he's giving the appearance of disarmament. Recent talks are saying that he's kind of agreeing to do certain things, but it has yet to be seen. We've not seen him do that. He's talking a good game, but as far as his actions, I see him being very defiant in terms of that, not allowing the U.S. to kind of dictate what his country is going to do. I believe, like I said, on the outside, it looks great. It looks like, okay, we're making some progress. But I do feel an agenda behind this. What the agenda is, I'm not sure, but there's an agenda behind what he's doing in terms of appearance. And I think that Kim Jong-un loves the spotlight. He loves to be seen. He loves the photo ops. This just tends to increase his popularity among other people. I mean, if you can call it popularity, but it just increases his visibility in terms of the world and being seen as a world power. And I think that's really, really what he wants. He wants that respect or to be seen as this global power. And that's why he's kind of initiating certain things. But I believe that there are a lot of false promises that have been made that he won't he'll fall short of, because he basically is planning to do his own thing anyway. He's planning to do it the way he wants to do it, not the way that our president, Donald Trump, is kind of, you know, strongly encouraging him to do. I think some things he'll have concessions, but other things he'll just not do. He's not going to do it.
I see. So then how can we as Christians who are filled with the Spirit and want to be, you know, aware of what's going on in our times, how can we specifically pray for this situation with North Korea? And specifically, how can we pray for our president?
Exactly. That's so very, very important. I say for our president, we have to pray strength and wisdom, the wisdom of God in terms of relationships, especially with dictators. We need to pray for discernment to make sure that he sees, you know, he may see it already. Again, we're not privy to, you know, what he sees, or he hasn't made it public. But
right.
I would say that we need to pray for discernment, for him to really see the true nature or the true motivation of North Korea, whether it be for long-lasting peace or it be for, for some type of deception or gain on their part, because they want something. They definitely want something. So we just need to pray for our president to really see that and perceive that and pick that up, and then be able to negotiate and navigate the ways to peace with North Korea, because we do want that. I mean, we want peace.
Yeah.
We don't want war.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's something that we need to pray for: peace between our nations, peace between our leaders, peace between our people. And we also need to pray for Kim Jong-un. We need to pray for him to come to Christ. And it looked like there were some things maybe a year or so ago that I read that looked like he was kind of making some steps toward God, you know, in terms of serving the Lord. And I think we really, really need to pray for him as well, to really make Jesus Christ the Lord of his life, to allow God to even touch his heart in terms of leading his people and even negotiating with our people. I believe that that can also happen. That can also happen to where he becomes a believer. And that may be far-fetched, but I do see some signs. I see some things in him that could possibly, you know, lead him to become a believer. I mean, we look at Paul. Paul was a party to killing Christians, but look, Paul became the greatest apostle. So the thing about it, even though he's done some horrific things, God can touch his heart. God can help to have him come over to his side instead of being on the side of the enemy. So that can happen. So I believe that's a very, very important prayer as well, is to really, really pray for Kim Jong-un as well as the people of North Korea.
Absolutely. I think that's a wonderful thing to pray, because there's no one beyond God's ability to reach with his grace, right? So
absolutely.
I love that. Now, North Korea is not the only country that we've had rocky relationship with as a country. We've also had a little bit of issues with China. So John, yes. Tell us, because right now we're seeing this kind of tariff war, and Trump was proposing tariffs and then he postponed mm-hmm. them. So we're seeing this kind of battle of wills at the moment, but what are you seeing in the prophetic?
I see this is pretty much a temporary mending between us and China. I believe that it's temporary in regard to trade. I believe there's more coming in terms of kind of disruptive or uncomfortable relationships with us or with China. So I think that we really need to really concentrate on prayer for both countries in terms of mending, because I believe North Korea has a lot to do with that, because they do a lot of trading with China. And so China is highly involved and highly has just placed themselves within our relationship with North Korea. I think that China is probably putting even pressure on us to kind of get it right between us and North Korea. But again, we're going to do as we feel led. We're going to do as the Lord leads us in terms of just relationships with North Korea as well as China. So I believe that there's a temporary mending. I talked about that probably a couple of weeks ago. I got that in my spirit, that there will be a temporary mending of trade between us and China. I believe that's already happened. But the thing about it, it's still a contentious relationship in terms of ongoing and future trade and future, just relationships. So I believe that prayer is definitely needed for both countries. I believe that in the future, it will still be contentious. I don't see it getting smoothed out anytime soon. I think within a couple of years, we'll still have contentious relationships with China. But our prayer should be that mends, because we do a lot of business, a lot of trade with China, and the tariffs and everything that has been placed, on their stuff, and they're placing stuff, tariffs on our stuff. So it's just really, really just strenuous relationship that really needs to be mended quickly.
Okay, so question. When you're getting these prophetic insights, are they more of a spiritual feeling, or are you receiving dreams and visions about these things?
You know what? I started praying about them, and I just do this in terms of, even when I do personal prophecy or just, prophesy about a city, I just pray and ask God. And sometimes God will show me pictures. Sometimes God will speak to my spirit, and my spirit will translate and speak to me. So I just remember a couple years ago, I did a dream interpretation conference, and I wasn't really strong in dream interpretation, but what I did, I just utilized, my prophetic gift, and I just listened to God when people would say their dreams. And I ended up being very, very accurate just doing it that way, even though I was uncomfortable with it. And the same with the world stage. I'm more, more stronger personally, prophetically, but I just prayed to God. I said, Lord, show me, what's going on a global level. And so the Lord started showing me different things. Again, like I said, I would get pictures, or I would hear God actually speak these things. And so that's what, when I was praying about North Korea, as well as the U.S. and China, these are some of the things that God downloaded and God showed me. It, like in some cases, like when I reached out to you just to share some things I saw, just a literal picture, almost like a movie. So it was pretty incredible.
Wow. So when you receive those kind of pictures, you pray about them, and then the Lord kind of teaches you what how you're supposed to interpret it then.
Exactly, because some things you see, you don't understand, and you can kind of, like, sometimes I'll just explain what I see. I say, well, I see this, I see that, and then usually the listener or the person that I'm talking to, it will mean something to them. They'll get it. They'll say, okay, well, that means something. That's, you know, exactly what I'm going through or exactly what I saw, or it'll come in confirmation. Like, I'll see something, then maybe later on the news, I'll see this actually happened, this really went down. So that's where it brings confirmation. And I'm so used to hearing God's voice. And I think that's the first thing in terms of the world stage, in terms of prophecy. You've got to be able to hear God's voice. If you can hear his voice, you'll be able to say what he says. And so when he downloads something to me, I know his voice. I know his, I have a relationship. So when he shows me something, I know that's him. And it's been, you know, proven over the years because I've spoken it. And it takes faith to prophesy because you have to see some things based on what God is saying. And just, you know, you may not see him or see it, but you just have to trust him and know his voice and just say what he says, and you can't go wrong.
Absolutely. So for those of us as believers, we want to grow in understanding the times. And even like the sons of Issachar, it talks about in the Old Testament,
yes.
They
mm-hmm.
understood their times and they discerned
yes.
them and they knew how to act. So how can we as Christians, even if maybe not all of us have a prophetic gift per se, how can we think prophetically and discern our times so that we can act in a way that honors the Lord right now?
Well, I believe that in my book, Supernaturally Prophetic, I wrote about that. I wrote a chapter says that you're inherently prophetic. I truly believe that everyone has prophetic DNA. Everybody has the ability to prophesy. It's proven in Samuel, the 10th chapter, when Samuel prophesied to Saul, you'll come to a group of prophets coming down the hill with psaltery and harp, and you'll prophesy with them, and you'd be changed or turned into another man. And that's exactly what happened later on
wow.
in the chapter
yeah.
that happened. And was Saul a prophet? Absolutely not. In fact, some people said, is this the son of Kish? Is Saul among the prophets? Basically asking if he was a prophet or not. He wasn't. He just got around the prophets where the prophetic became contagious.
Yeah.
So I believe that a lot of times that DNA has to be, you know, stirred up. Moved up, and it usually happens through activation, which is basically exercises in terms of helping to strengthen the gifts that are already on the inside of you, and also being around a prophetic company, being around prophets will cause you to start to become prophetic. And so I believe we all have that DNA. We all have the ability to hear God, and if you can hear God's voice, you can prophesy. And there's a lot of people that hear God's voice, but they really don't know it's God's voice. You have to be able to recognize it. And what happens a lot of times is that if you spend time with a person, you know, extended amount of time or extended period, then you'll start to know their voice. So when they call you, you don't have to say, well, who is this? You'll know who it is because you know their voice. And it's the same with God. When God starts speaking to you in a prophetic manner, you'll start to say, hey, this is the Lord speaking to me, and I believe this is what God wants me to say, or this is God's take on what's going on in my life or within the world. So I think that we have to really attune ourselves. And the Bible says, incline your ears to the God, you know, so that you know his voice, so you know when he's talking to you, so that average believer can hear God's voice and can prophesy, which is so amazing to me. And I didn't know that for a lot of years. I thought only prophets could prophesy. But you can, as a believer, you don't have to be a prophet. You can prophesy. You can speak a word of knowledge. You can speak a word of wisdom. So it's our right. It's within our DNA to hear God's voice and say what he says.
Wow, that was so good. And you brought up an excellent point about King Saul. I mean, that's just excellent. So before we finish up our podcast, I want to ask you, what is the number one thing you want our listeners to know or to do when they walk away from this podcast?
I just want them to feel like they have a voice. I want them to feel like they have the ability to hear God's voice, to be able to speak prophetically. Not saying they're prophets. I don't want them to get the wrong idea. Just because
right,
you can prophesy
course.
Does not mean you're a prophet. So I just don't want some people to start a podcast or start a Facebook Live show on the prophetic.
Yeah.
And that's not their office. There is a difference. There's a different mandate. There's a different responsibility to becoming a prophet. And I would say that, in my book, Supernaturally Prophetic, I talk about that, how when I had the gift, but I couldn't define it. I had no one to explain me. I had no one around me that was a prophet, quote unquote prophet. I had people like my mom, my grandfather, my father, they had prophetic ability, but they never called themselves prophets. So I had no idea what I was, and it scared me. And I don't want people to be afraid of what they see, especially children, because children have a tendency to be really, really strong prophetically. I mean, because, you know, our kids, you know, they have dreams or they'll see stuff and not be, you know, it would scare them and they wouldn't be able to explain it. And so we would try to encourage them, encourage the gifts that we see within them. And that's what I would want as well for, you know, people that are listening. If your children are prophetic, encourage the gift. They may see on the world stage. They may tell you something about President Trump or Kim Jong-un. They'll tell you something that will amaze you. But they hear from God, because even when I was a child, I felt like I heard from God so much better. I just didn't know it was God. I knew someone was talking to me and someone was always around me. Not that I heard. I wasn't crazy. I didn't hear voices like, you know. Just,
right.
I wasn't nuts, but I would just feel a presence around me, protecting me, talking to me, guiding me. And so we need to discern the voices that speak in our lives, because the enemy can speak as well. So we need to really, really attune ourselves to God's voice. When we pray, don't talk all through prayer. Don't speak in tongues all through prayer. If you pray for an hour, take 45 minutes just to talk to God and take 15 minutes to listen, or take 30 minutes to talk to God, take 30 minutes to listen.
That's
how you become more attuned to God's voice. That's how you're able to hear God's voice, is you got to know God's voice. So that's what I would want to leave the listener with, is that you have got to know God's voice in this hour, so you don't have to go to a prophet. You don't have to get on a prophetic line or go to a prophetic conference. I'm not saying you shouldn't go. I'm just saying, in terms of hearing God for yourself, that should be your goal, to hear God for yourself. So that's what I would want people to take away from this podcast. Really listen for God's voice, and especially in these tumultuous hours. I mean, with all this going on, we have to hear the voice of God.
Absolutely. I definitely agree. Thank you for sharing that. And for those listening who don't maybe know you, where can they learn more about you?
They can go to my website, John Veal, V as in Victor, E-A-L, V as in Victor, E-A-L, johnveal.org. That's my personal website. It tells, it gives my itinerary. It tells a lot about my ministry, biography, and my heart for the prophetic. I have a heart for training up prophets, for imparting the prophets. It's one of the mandates on my life that is very, very important to me. And I've been blessed and honored to have gone, you know, all over the world to do prophetic trainings. I'm just really excited about what I see in the prophetic and how it's growing like wildfire across the U.S. and even into other nations. So, yeah, they can go to johnveal.org. They can also go to www.faith2endure.com. That's our church website.
So, John, thank you so much for coming on. And listeners, you can also read more about his stuff on our Prophetic Insight newsletter. He writes for us from time to time, has some great insight. You can just go to charismamag.com and sign up for the Prophetic Insight newsletter, and you'll get them pretty much every day straight to your inbox. So I just want to encourage you to do that. And John, again, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Jenny. Thanks so much for having me. It's been my pleasure as well.
Of course. And listeners, be sure to tune in next time to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.